Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Hall's Sister, New South Wales, Australia, May 5th, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Sister Hall, I received a package, a nice, pieced, comfortable. In it was a bottle in a basket or wicker work, containing 2 quarts of more of witch hazel for me to use, which is valuable here as it is expensive. There was also a small box containing letters, old manuscripts. It was somewhat more valuable than the previous bundle, which was mostly old, dead copy. Now I write to you to tell you that there is valuable matter in a box. Marion says it is in a box and was put in that little room where we enter the loft. It must be there, for no one could think of disturbing the things I place there for safe keeping. But this manuscript is valuable to me. Mother's influence is the subject, and I shall need it very much. Will you have a search there now and see if it can be found? I have written to Addie several times, but nothing comes of my writing. Now I want you to see if you can find the said writing and send it to me in the first box of books that comes to Melbourne, unless someone is coming. If Willie has not left when this reaches you, please send it by him or anyone who shall come from America. I want everything in my writings except dead copy. Please do me this favor. Addie's time is so precious she can scarcely do me a favor. I would like to have everything of my writings. When Willie comes, if I have any hair mattresses, let him take them with him to make his berth comfortable on the steamer. I have asked several times what became of my goods, especially my easy folding chairs. I bought 3 from Sister Miller before she moved to California. 2 folding chairs were sent, but not the best ones. These are cheap, frail chairs. I thought now would be a good opportunity, with so many coming this way, to send some articles. I would like that chair that belonged to my husband, newly covered, sent to me. I would like the melodeon, if Willie thinks it best, to come to me as household goods, and that bed covering, if it will not be too expensive getting it to California. Please read this to Willie, if you see him. I am in very good health at present. If I was not so blessed of the Lord, it would be difficult to bear the strain that comes upon me. I retire early, but oft times I awake at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, night after night, rise at 2 o'clock, and dress and seek the Lord in prayer, and then attend to my writing. But for several mornings I have slept until 2:30, and for 2 mornings until 3:30, and this morning till 4 o'clock. There has been a great burden upon me to write very much to Africa, America, New Zealand, Adelaide, Melbourne, Battle Creek, California, London. The Lord has wonderfully sustained me, and I am so thankful and praise His holy name. I wish I could see you. I wish you could come to me, but I understand the situation, and I hope I shall ever feel reconciled to the will of the Lord, whatever it may be. I would be gratified to visit old places, but above all to see old friends again, with whom I have been familiar and with whom I have taken sweet counsel. Something seems to bind us away from each other, but I am pained more than I can express at times to see the superficial faith of those who have embraced the faith in this country. There have been those who have appeared to believe the truth and to love it, turn from it when no occasion whatever can be assigned. Was taken ill. Heart exhaustion. Much love. Write again.